Hey, Tori, you've got a lot of pitchers there on your schedule for today. How many innings are you expecting out of Bum and out of AY?
I think we're gonna try and stretch out Bum as far as we possibly can. I know AY is supposed to throw, three innings as well. So if we get through it with a couple pitchers today, then that would be a plus. But we have some, guys, just in case things don't go the way we want or there's an extended inning. But, we want to get Bum stretched out as far as we possibly can, get him close to a certain number that we have in our mind. If we get there, we'll hand it off to AY.
Nick McQuarro.
Do you guys have any injury updates or anything of that nature for us today?
No updates. I had a lineup change. Nick Ahmed wanted to grab some ABs on the backfield today in the sim game. So I shuffled them over there. I think the hitters enjoy getting multiple at-bats right in a row and get a feel. So that's probably the only thing I can think of. Dupe felt good. I know I gave you a thought or two about revisiting what the next steps are, but he's going to throw in a game on Sunday. On Monday. And that was the only question I think you had yesterday regarding an injury.
Who's pitching on that backfield game?
It happened this morning. It was a sim game. It was Taylor Clark. He went 5-75.
How did Taylor look, Tori?
Very good, very good. I only saw a couple of his innings. There was a lot of moving parts to my day today, so unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see every pitch that he threw. But I probably saw about 40 of the 70 some odd pitches, and he looked very good.
What have you seen out of him overall this spring, and? Is he in your eyes one of the leading candidates to start in the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, of course he's going to get consideration because of the way he's been stretched out, the fact that he's been a starter in the past. But there's certainly value in the bullpen. So we've got a lot of different things that we've got to crunch together to figure out what the next steps are, and we'll have those conversations in the next day or so to get this all figured out. But he's made improvements in every area of his game. He was sharpening up the breaking ball. The fastball is very aggressive, and he's landing it. The game plan and the attack has been simplified, and he has been progressing and doing a good job of following the game plan. So we love what he offers, and there's so much flexibility. So we'll figure out the best spot for him and move forward.
I see you have Josh Rojas in there today, starting against a lefty. Just trying to get him a few more looks at pitchers from the left-hand side. Any other thoughts to that?
There is a little method to the madness that I have when I'm constructing lineups in spring training, and I just want to get guys as many reps as possible. I know that he's probably going to get a couple of at-bats against a starter, and then you're going to see somebody come out of the bullpen that's right-handed. But I want to get him on the field and just get as many reps as possible. And that's the reason why I played a lot of the guys for 8 innings yesterday. I wanted to get some looks, and I wanted them to get as many at-bats as possible. Things are going to start to get a little condensed here with the majority of what is projected to be the starting lineup getting a lot of the at-bats for the next 3 games after our off day tomorrow. So I'm just trying to fill in as many at-bats as I possibly can. So I know I've asked Ro to play a lot. He's done a great job, and I want him to continue earning everything that he's getting to, through today and on through the rest of the spring.
David Brandt.
Hey, Tori, just kind of had a general question about bullpen usage this year, not only for you, but maybe across the league. Because, teams are going to be watching innings counts, pitch counts, things like that. Do you think there might be a little more of an emergence of, like, the true long reliever, like back in the 80s, a guy like a Taylor Clark who could go 3 innings, 4 innings, and do it fairly often? I know that's was kind of an endangered species for a while, but do you think that kind of guy might make a little bit of a comeback these coming years?
It's a possibility. Yeah, you know, the three inning saves are fairly obsolete today. I know what you're saying, but I think with the amount of innings that each organization is going to project upon their starters, that you got to be mindful of having guys that are stretched out and can fill in a lot of the gaps on a certain day out of the bullpen. So, yeah, it's a great thought. And, you know, you guys have seen every once in a while we get creative with skipping guys or getting a sixth guy into the rotation to give a guy a little bit of rest. And we're going to have to be very creative with how we protect a certain, you know, group of guys from throwing too many innings. So I'm not sure what our strategy will be, but yes, there's a possibility you might see an extra long guy or two in the bullpen. And I'm sure that teams will have a good reason for that.
Tori, you mentioned one of the first things you were saying there about Taylor was just that it would be taking away from the bullpen potentially, and it made me wonder, is the decision on who to replace Gallen complicated at all by Clippard going down? Would the decision be the same regardless, or does that add a different wrinkle to it for you?
Yeah, definitely with Clippard going down, it definitely changes the trajectory of the conversation. So you know, we're trying to build the best bullpen we possibly can and create a little bit of length, as David just asked about, and you know, we want to see what's available on the back end of bullpens as well. So you know, what does that mean specifically for Taylor? It means that he's a very dependable bullpen piece, and if that's the route that we choose for him, that he's going to be able to, you know, that flexibility could, you know, find him in a lengthy situation, or it could find him in the sixth or seventh inning of the game. So I don't know if I really answered the question, but yeah, the extra spot because of Clippard going down created a whole different conversation, but we know that we have the same package of guys that we're going to be dealing with.
Tori, just to jump in on that, I mean, if you have to prioritize a guy, like, I don't know, what's more important to you, just getting the most out of that fifth rotation spot for however long Zach is out, or kind of achieving that stability in the bullpen that you want?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, there's always a balance. You got versus A versus B. You know, whatever direction we go in with that fifth starter, you know, he will have won it. He will have earned it. And, you know, I think the question that was asked that got this conversation started is, Taylor Clark still, you know, in competition to be a starting pitcher, or is he going to be a more important bullpen piece? You know, he's still competing, but he's also very competing for a position in the rotation, but he's also a very, very good bullpen piece, and he's shown that over the past couple of years. So it's a very complicated conversation. It's hard to get through. There's a lot of different opinions in the room when the questions are being asked. So we've got to figure out who's going to be the fifth starter, the five best starters, and then fill in the bullpen pieces from there. And that's been, it's been what my mindset has been, and that's how it's simplified for me.
Tori, with Taylor at this point, is there not enough time for him to have another quote unquote spring outing before the regular season? Yes, he's still competing, but is he pretty much done all the work that he's going to be able to do to show you guys what he can do at this point?
I think so. Yeah. I think at 5 and 75, he's going to be shut down for a couple of days, a few days at least. So yeah, I think guys are winding up and getting their last lengthy outings. And then we're going to get a look at some extra bullpen, short bullpen stints, and then probably have a good conversation over the course of the off day and the next morning.
Will you be able to get one of those short bullpen stints, like in the game at Chase, or is it just, he needs too much rest to be able to do that?
You know what? I gotta find that out. It's right on the borderline. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not.
All right, guys, we got to get Tori going.
Thanks, you guys.
Catch up again after the game.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Tori.